Emma Watson, best known for her role as Hermione in Harry Potter, was asked to speak at the United Nations a few weeks ago on the subject of feminism. And despite her experience as a performer, she appeared very nervous. So if you're asked to speak in public, whether it's a presentation at work, addressing a conference, or giving a talk at the WI, how can you conquer the nerves and keep your audience entertained? Well, Nadine DeRosa trains people in public speaking, and Laura Tennyson runs her own company, Jojo Mama Baby. So what experience have you had, Laura, of having to speak in public?
Well, I was the person who hid at the back of the classroom and hoped that the teacher wouldn't ask me a question, because I was absolutely terrified of even standing up in front of 25 of my fellow classmates. So as my company grew, I found that I would be very happy in a small group. I'd be very happy talking about what I knew. But as the company grew and the number of employees multiplied, I had to do public speaking. It was essential to tell people what was happening. We've now got over 600 people working for us, so that's quite a big crowd. And about 10 years ago, I decided that I must try and conquer my fears. So I basically set myself on a challenge to overcome this terror and get a little bit better at something that I now do regularly.
And Nadine, how did you learn to do it?
I started doing it when I was quite young, at school initially, and then through my business studies degree. So I was given the opportunities to present. But I must say, even when I was younger, when the English teacher would look round to get somebody to volunteer to read, I'd be terrified and not want to be picked on. So I think I was given the opportunities when I was 18, 19, and since then have built up, you know, quite a profile. But it's something that anybody can do in terms of public speaking, but I don't think they realise they've got the capabilities to do it.
So what was it, Laura, that helped you those nerves?
Well, to be honest, in the early days, I used to take a little bottle of vodka into the the speeches with me. And I once admitted to my sister-in-law, who is a teacher, an art teacher, I said, I've got my little bottle of vodka. I was about to go and talk in a school in Newport. I did role modelling in inner city schools. And I told my sister-in-law, I've got my little bottle of vodka, I'll have a quick nip, but, you know, I've got to be careful not to have too much. And she said, have you tried a beta blocker? Which actually works very well. It slows the heart rate down. Little tablet, you can get them from the doctor. And in the early days, the problem I had, and you may even hear it in my voice now, because I'm still quite a nervous public speaker, is your heart beats too fast. You literally can't breathe. So it's quite a physical problem that I had to overcome. So I found a drop of vodka worked well. But actually, the more you do, the better you get. It's the same with everything.
So, Nadine, how do you recommend you control the knocking knees and the wavering voice?
Well, I must say, vodka and beta blockers is quite extreme, but fair play to you, Laura. I mean, it's all about controlling the adrenaline. So there's some really good breathing exercises that you can do. And we've covered that off in our book, Inside the Secrets of Public Speaking. The key thing is nerves can be good to give you pep and energy, a little bit of nerves. But if you have too many nerves, then the adrenaline is going to give you the shaky hands, you're going to sound very shrill, high-pitched, monotone. And you need to be able to do those breathing exercises, so big deep breaths before you're about to go on stage, control it, and that will help you with those worst nerves. Because if you are really nervous, then the audience are going to get really worried about you and stop listening to you.
What experience have you had, Nadine, of things going wrong and how to deal with them?
Yes. Well, quite a few, actually. They tend to be more of the technical nature, so power cuts. And I once worked with the wonderful Eric Knowles, who antiques expert, and he was doing an after-dinner speech, and there was a power cut. It was during the Arctic storm from about 18 months ago. And everything went out, and he was in the middle of his presentation. And rather than just sort of packing up, giving up, there were luckily candles on the table so we could just about see him. He carried on and did a monologue, the Albert and the Lion monologue, to a standing ovation. The lights came back at the end, and he got so much applause from the audience. So I think sometimes when you make mistakes and you get back on track again, the audience give you that credit for it and it puts you on the side. I'm not suggesting you go out and get those opportunities, though, and make mistakes happen deliberately.
Laura, what about content and being informative and entertaining? Do you write it all out? Do you put yourself little notes? Mm-hmm. Do you try to do an Ed Miliband and do it without any notes at all?
I think What I've learnt is if your audience is enjoying what you're saying, you get the feedback from them. And the most important thing is not to follow a script. In my case, it's great to have some PowerPoint slides which are image heavy so that you have something to remind you that you're going to talk about a certain subject. But then read your audience. See how they react to what you're saying. Register the jokes they laugh at, register the times that they yawn, and then tailor your speech to work for them. So in my case, it's very important that my audience is feeding back. If they look tired, I get bored and I want to end the speech. But if they're enthusiastic, so am I. And I talk with more passion about what I do. The other thing is only accept talks where you know the subject matter. I got asked to do Broadcasting House about a year ago, and the subject came up, it was international terrorism. And I really knew nothing. And since then, I've lost my nerve and I haven't been back to Broadcasting House, which is sad because I enjoyed those Sunday mornings. But if I speak on my subjects, maternity wear, baby wear, retail, international growth of a business, then I can talk with passion.
Nadine, one tip to improve yourself.
Think about the audience. So put it from their perspective. So why are they there? What do they want to get out of it? Base your presentation, your speech, with the mind of the audience, and then you can't go wrong. We've got three golden principles: authenticity, authority, and audience, and they will serve you well.
Nadine DeReza and Laura Tennyson ending today's programme with their top tips for public speaking: authenticity, authority and audience. Frances tweeted, interesting discussion on public speaking and nerves. The more talks you do, the easier it gets. Definitely. Lynn Parker said, use nervous rush to drive your performance. You loved our Nina Simone interview taken from the programme's archive, with lots of you commenting on Twitter that she was more than simply a legend. She was a movement. But Beauty Plus tweeted, more black British women of colour on Woman's Hour, please. No disrespect to Nina Simone and the many other black Americans who are often featured, but it is all too often. Tomorrow, Jane will be joined by Linda Tirado, the blogger and campaigner whose first-person account of living in poverty went viral last autumn. And the author, Kate Saunders, will be talking to Jane about her sequel to Five Children and It. Bye-bye.